Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in and listening for our update. I got Larry on the phone down there on his mountaintop. Hi, Larry.
Hey, Stuart.
Here's a headline. It's kind of interesting. Another Crimean, this deals with what's going on over there in the Balkans. Another Crimean war looms as NATO provocations enter Russian waters, written by a George Galloway. This is interesting as to what he says. A new Crimean war would be the last, but few amongst the general public realize that endless baiting of Russia, the cycle of war games, sanctions, and false accusations could well lead to an all-out war between NATO and Russia, and of course that brings in the United States. The last time Britain fought Russia, we were the most powerful empire in the history of the world, and our adversaries, a ramshackle aristocrats. Okay, the British suffered over 40,000 dead and wounded. It was the first modern war, red in tooth and claw, predating the American Civil War, which is often awarded with dubious honor. The terrible suffering of the British and the French soldiers, virtually none of whom ever had even the right to vote for the parliament which ruled their empire, began to be unpopular at home. So what he's really saying here is that if we get involved in another war, this is going to lead, basically, I think what he's saying, is World War III. Would you read that way? I mean, I don't see how, if NATO is involved, we're involved.
Yeah, because that's the way it's set up. And, by the way, a Drudge headline today, a Royal Navy UK warship near Crimea was buzzed by 17 hostile Russian warplanes off the Crimea Peninsula. So there's another head on between Russia and the UK again, you know, and Sartre Paul even mentioned that, you know, the other day about Putin had a plan.
Yeah, here's another headline. U.S. highly likely to venture new provocations against Russia, Lavrov. And this is interesting because of how he words it. Political opponents, this is TASS, so you got to remember this is the Russian press. Political opponents of U.S. President Donald Trump are sure to venture new provocations to break down relations between Moscow and Washington, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said on Sunday. We cannot guarantee that those political forces in the United States that are seeking to break down Trump's presidency will not venture new provocations, he said in an interview. Putin's program, televised channel, on the contrary, further provocations and attempts to destroy our relations are highly likely to follow, but in no way means that dialogue is unnecessary. Well, that tells us that they're well aware of guys like Mueller and all these other traitors that are going after Trump. So they're well aware of it.
Okay.
And, of course, they think that if they topple Trump, that means war. World war. What do you think? From what
he
said.
Over the last few months, you know, we've seen more and more news reports coming out of Russia and that region dealing with the toppling of Trump that the deep state was trying to do in the left. and some Republicans, and the warnings were over and over and over that if Trump went down, Russia had a plan.
Yeah. And like I said before, I don't think we're underestimating Russia. And here's another headline speaking about Russia. Russian Air Force hits positions of Syrian militants that were used in the Aleppo gas attack. What's the latest on that? I guess this is another area that could blow up overnight. And Israel seems to be involved in this Syrian situation. Do you have anything on that at all? I know there's not a lot going on, not a lot of news.
Yeah, there was some, I guess you could say Hal Turner posted a report that a number of Israeli aircraft launched out of Israel and today on Monday and operating near, but not inside Syria. And I looked at the data. I looked at the planes, and it was apparently some type of either a, if you will, a drill or a training mission, but it involved Israeli warplanes, and they're out in the Mediterranean, staying away from Syria, but they've got something going on, and that's what Hal Turner was indicating, that something very dubious could be up.
Yeah, I think we're being played like a fiddle, actually, and we don't really know what's coming on this airstrike. It says that all targets were eliminated as a result of the Russian airstrike. However, the militants did not plan to stop at one assault. Intelligence data shows that further attacks of the kind are also planned. So Russia is going after the so-called militants, but don't we have U.S. troops involved in some of that with the militants, training them or whatever?
Well, yeah, us in the U.K. and France. I mean, hey, who do we think the militants, even ISIS and Al-Qaeda and all of these folks, who do we think really, who they work for? You know, I can't imagine that the American people, that their brain quit functioning so long ago in an ancient time that they simply don't know what trash we're using out there in the field. Are you kidding?
Yeah, they've been drinking too much denial tea. And they bathe in it, and they take showers in it as well. And I think a lot of this is flat out. They don't want to believe that any of this is true, and so therefore it's not true. Doesn't matter what the reality of the whole thing is. Here's another headline. Kerch Strait reopened to commercial shipping. Ukraine Navy boats have been impounded in Kerch port after the Navy battle. And I guess Russia is refusing to give them up. Is that correct? As far as what I can find out?
Yeah, that's correct. That's exactly what's going on. Russia has them in custody. Some of them are wounded. They've got the three, Ukrainian boats. And, they basically told, the U.S. and the U.K. and all of these that are raising Cain at the U.N. to... if you want to stand behind Ukraine, then you go ahead, but you'll suffer the consequences. And what's interesting, Stuart, is, we talked about the contracts between the U.K. and Ukraine and between the U.S. and Ukraine when they actually gave up their missiles. They signed treaties, and we're obligated to support them. But also, since that happened, it appears that the U.S. now has an air base operating out of Ukraine, and, where Israeli and U.S. planes have been, and possibly U.K. also, testing to outdo the S-300 Russian missile systems.
Mm-hmm.
This really complicates, if a war starts, which it appears is working that way. We're already in there. It's not like we got to go over there and get involved. We're there already.
Well, I believe that report that came on Russian TV and they scrubbed it right away. I can't imagine Putin has been kind of laying back in the weeds. He's been very quiet. He hasn't said much about anything. If they threatened, then he just counterpunches with another threat. But when they said that they were trying to blow that bridge, I have a tendency to believe that's probably why they did ram that tugboat. And that's what started the whole thing. And Russia claims that this was a violation of their territorial waters as well. Of course, the UN, I noticed Mickey Haley was trouncing all over the Russians for doing what they were doing. There's always two sides to every story, of course. But we are deliberately, it appears to me, like Lavrov says, provoking. Always, you know, it's like kicking a dog that's asleep, and you just keep kicking him. But in this particular case, it's a hibernating bear that we're kicking. And we may regret it. In fact, I think we are going to regret it when this thing finally unloads, because Putin has warned, keep it up. You just keep it up. And like you just said, there will be consequences. So, and did you ever hear, it says here in the headline, Ukraine president asked for declaration of war against Russia. Did they ever do that? Have you ever heard whether they actually declared war?
Well, they actually did. Not war now. What they've done, which is very telling, and I was listening to some experts talking about it today, the parliament and Poroshenko, the president there, the president backed off of a 60-day martial law time frame to only a 30-day time frame, and he also backed off of a nationwide martial law to literally putting the pro-Russian areas of the Ukraine under martial law. Which the experts are claiming this is a ploy, because this means that he can shut everything down, including the press, in all of those areas, and basically move troops through those pro-Russian areas, possibly to the Ukraine, the Donetsk region, and also to Crimea, and prepare for a big war, and the word couldn't get out. So it's a very interesting move that what he's done. Now, they have not declared a state of war, but they are in now in certain areas, the pro-Russian areas of Ukraine. They're under 30-day martial law.
Okay, so it didn't go beyond that. Well, it would be kind of foolish. I mean, Russia could probably take them out in a day if Putin decided he wanted to. I mean, I think we're underestimating the power of the Russian military at this point. And when you look at their advanced weapon systems, they crippled two of our ships, if I remember right. That was what, 2 years ago? They were operating in and around, I think it was the Black Sea or somewhere like that. And they used Russian warplanes approached, and the next thing they knew, it was kind of like an EMP device. It wiped out all their electronics and crippled their boats. So it doesn't sound too good. It doesn't sound very good at all to me. And when you put it all together with the border, which I want to get into, the border war we're having here, and with what's going on now in Lebed and Syria, the threats of Iran, their buddies with North Korea, this could escalate at any time.
Yeah,
go ahead.
I was just going to mention and get your opinion here, because I think I know it already. I saw a very interesting video by Israeli News Live today, the noon, And mm-hmm. he was talking about the Ukraine declaring martial law, and his indication was that he was very, he says this is very problematic, and he says he thinks, and I think you may agree with this, he thinks that different areas of the world, you know, whether it's Syria, whether it's Ukraine, whether it's North Korea, China, you know, Iran, he says this is all going to erupt at the exact same time.
Yes. I think what we're watching, frankly, is the Armageddon script. Your friend who had that vision, war everywhere, just breaks out with no warning. It's essentially war all over the world. And the Bible would kind of indicate that, that peace is taken from the earth, which indicates a global situation where the deep state, the rich men of the earth, uncork the war machines all over the world to bring in their new world order. And it looks like, here's another provocation. Russian MOD confirms chlorine was used in the Aleppo attack and dispatches an army chemical team to find out. So there's that provocation that they did to probably try to topple Assad. This is going on all over the place. So, yeah, I do agree with that. I think he's right. I think we're just going to wake up one morning and the whole world basically is at war. And at the same time all this is going on, we have more and more problems along our border as well. And you found a thing from your good friend there, Barry, on the Bible codes. It's intriguing, the words that are used here. You want to get into that a little bit?
Yeah, it's very, very interesting. It's a Torah code he actually began working on today called Tijuana and MS-13 Border. And it's still under construction, but I've got seven words or phrases. Let me give them to you, and I'd like your opinion on them because I think it ties in with what you're talking about on the border, the situation. Number one, Tijuana. Number two, cursed be the MS-13 border. Number three, the nations are defiled, which I cast out from before you. Number four, war. Number five, Trump. Number six, the Lord your God shall lay the dread of you, seven, upon all the land. What do you think? It's very, very interesting, Stuart, because it seems to kind of dovetail a little bit into this theory, and we've heard it before, that suddenly America may have its own Gaza.
That's the way I'm interpreting this. I think this is a threat to the United States because it sounds like, and I was just reading another article where they said that another, 30,000? These guys are all military-age men. They're between 20, I guess, 18 and, 30 maybe? They're all young men, military age. And this is the other problem I'm having. You mentioned that we could have our own Gaza. This is going to be a show and tell for Donald Trump. And the reason I say that is Israel has stopped the incursions. They don't get through. They get shot. They're killed if they try it. And Trump has constantly said, if you don't have a border, you don't have a country. Okay, so here we are with one border crossing, only one. They raid this area. They get through. They actually invaded the United States. What they used to defend the border were rubber bullets and tear gas. I was under the impression that Trump said, use lethal force if necessary. But then you read reports that they aren't even armed. What is going on there? If they invade, let's put it this way, if they invade and they actually get through, then we know that this was all a sham operation from start to finish, and that either Trump himself is involved in it or they refuse to allow him to do what he wanted to do. It's got to be one or the other, because it doesn't seem like they were stopped. What do you think? You think they're going to actually try and get through? And, of course, that's only one area crossing. There are multitudes of areas where they can cross, and I haven't heard a word about any militia going down there and stopping them. Have you heard anything about the militia at all?
The only thing I've seen is some reports in the very, and that's staying in the background, out of sight, indicating that if Trump can't stop the invasion, as they call it, they can. And so anyway, that'll be up to each state and state militia to do what they will, I suppose. You know, what I was thinking about as you was talking and sharing, trying to be balanced to some degree. Of course, I just totally believe, because the Torah code says so, and because so many prophecies say so, and, you know, clearly the Bible indicates number 45 is Cyrus. And, either Trump is the greatest scam artist in history, okay, and which I really don't believe that. I think he's actually trying, but I think that, you know, if you look at all other areas of our entire infiltrated government.
Yeah, he's fighting a tremendous war.
He has total resistance from every moment of his breathing life as President of the United States. It's 24/7, 365. He don't even get off on Sundays. I mean, they're attacking him, and it's the greatest deep state, I guess you could say, evil monster ever lived. And I think that Trump, if nothing else, he's revealed it to the American people. Now, whether they can blink their eyes and see clearly and make a note of that in their little brains, I don't know. But I've been really disgusted with the American people for some time because they simply don't seem to care.
No, they don't. I would agree with that 100%. I don't think they're even aroused slightly. I am kind of curious, though, that if Trump is not allowed by deep state, or because he's got some people that are under him that are just absolutely refusing to carry out his orders, which is a very real possibility as well, if the militias get involved and start shooting and killing people, that is going to change the whole ball game. What do you think if that were to happen? What would be your take as to the results of something of that nature?
Well,
I mean, that could get totally out of control real quick.
Yeah, if you look really closely, Stuart, at how the left, whether you're Democrats or all the left Republicans too, are just the same.
Oh, yes.
And,
yes.
And the deep state, anything that the American people try to do to defend their homes, their communities, or their persons is evil. So whatever the militias decide to do to protect their families, their homes, and their communities will be deemed evil, and they will be the greatest threat on the planet.
Yep, you're right. I think that's what George Soros has in mind, and there's no question he's funding this whole thing. He's giving them credit cards. He's giving them like $1,000 for each person. They get fed. They get, they're being treated better than our homeless.
Yeah.
They are carrying not American flags either. In fact, they have voiced that they hate America. And so this is going to get very, very interesting. It could lead, actually, I believe, to a civil war. It doesn't matter who they blame. Obviously, they're going to blame Trump if he can't stop it. It's amazing to me, though, that the greatest military power in the world cannot stop border crossings. I guess it depends upon the will of the people, or basically maybe more so, it depends upon how deep state has penetrated, how far they have, and whether they can stop, you know, anybody could stop this. If deep state has decided this is what they're going to do, and maybe this is what this Bible code is, cursed be the MS-13 border. You know, the Lord says, I'm going to fill you with caterpillars like men. And they're going to come in, they're going to invade. Seems like that's exactly what's happening. Maybe this is the final wave of Soros. And I heard that there are more coming.
Oh, yeah.
Is that
right?
They've
got more and more caravans. They're stretched out for thousands of miles. This is a literal invasion. I know the mainstream media, which is about as ignorant as a boot without a heel, they're telling people, oh, these are poor fruit pickers that just want to come pick fruit. Yeah, sure. But the interesting thing is, Stuart, the new president of Mexico, they have found out he's extreme left, and at the same time, he has incredible connections with all of the drug gangs and MS-13. So, Stuart, what if we have a new Gaza being formed right on our southern border, and we have a new president of Mexico, which is about like Arafat? Wow, look at the future.
Well, this is what the Bible more or less indicates. We get infiltrated to the point where, you know, we're done. We're literally run over and we're done. And it may take a while. It could take years, actually, but they've been doing this for a number of years now. Here's another headline, invasion. Honduran migrant says 20,000 men, basically men, we'll just call them what they are, military, fifth column, will march through vehicle lanes at the border and claim that applying for asylum is a waste of time. So they're not even going to apply for it. They're going to invade.
Hey, Stuart.
And as we had read before, go ahead.
I was just going to mention, after what you just read, you would think it would wake the American people up, you know. You know, what's interesting, Stuart, basically what they're doing is telling the American people, the joke's on you.
Yes, exactly. We don't care about you. We're going to come in. That's it. You can't stop us. The UN is saying you can't stop them. In fact, I was listening to somebody the other day who said anybody that criticizes the UN immigration policy should be arrested. The UN is becoming very uppity in their they should have been removed from the United States a long time ago, but they never will be because they're Daniel chapter 7's fourth beach power. We know they're coming to power. And that's happening. We got about 90 seconds. Anything left you want to talk about?
Well, really interesting is I wanted to make a quick comment that Q Alert News had a post up. Steve Quayle, Franklin Graham has said this is a very sad day for America, and he said America will never come again.
Well, you got that right. The Bible very, very clearly says we would have healed America, but she would not be healed, so she's destroyed. Everything is being turned upside down. Good is evil, evil is good, up is down is up, and everything is just being reversed, just like the Bible said it would be. And anyway, we'll keep you posted, folks, if we hear anything, but be alert. I mean, war can break out now anytime at all. And I did want to mention briefly, North Korea reveals nuclear EMP attack plans. Remember on our last show, we mentioned, don't forget North Korea. They're buddies with Iran. They're buddies with China. They're buddies with Russia. So we're being encircled. And anyway, take care of yourselves. And we'll bring an update. If anything really occurs, it'll be an emergency update. Check with our websites. And thanks, Larry, for coming on. And good night, everyone. Take care.